Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Iron Cage. The story of the Palestinian struggle for statehood by Rashid Khalidi is a historical and political analysis of why Palestinian efforts to achieve statehood repeatedly face structural obstacles across the 20th century and into the modern era. Khalidi, a prominent historian of the modern Middle East, frames the Palestinian national movement within the wider context of imperial rule, the collapse of the Ottoman order, British mandate governance, the rise of Zionism, and the strategic interests of regional and global powers. Rather than treating Palestinian politics as an afterthought to other actors, the book centers Palestinian agency while also showing how external constraints shaped what was possible. Its core argument highlights a combination of internal fragmentation, leadership problems, and overwhelming international pressures that limited institutional development and diplomatic leverage. Written for readers who want a deeper, historically grounded understanding, the book connects key turning points to long-term patterns in organization, representation, and negotiations that continue to influence the conflict today. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a central theme is that Palestinian state building was repeatedly attempted under conditions that made success exceptionally difficult. The Iron Cage metaphor points to overlapping constraints created by stronger political projects and institutions around the Palestinians, including imperial administrations, colonial legal frameworks, and rival nationalist movements that benefited from international sponsorship. But Khalidi emphasizes that statehood requires durable institutions, coherent leadership, financial resources, and external recognition. Palestinian politics often had to operate without sovereign tools such as taxation, security forces, or stable administrative structures, while facing restrictions on organization and political mobilization. At the same time, the surrounding environment changed rapidly, from Ottoman decline to British mandate rule, and then to the emergence of new states and alliances. The topic also highlights how international diplomacy created incentives and penalties that shaped Palestinian options, often narrowing them to reactive strategies rather than proactive institution building. The result is a recurring pattern: political representation forms late, struggles to consolidate, and is forced to negotiate from a position of weakness. This framework helps readers interpret later developments as part of a longer historical sequence rather than isolated failures. Secondly, from Ottoman Palestine to the British Mandate and the reshaping of political possibilities, the book situates early Palestinian nationalism within the late Ottoman world, where local elites, administrative practices, and social networks developed under imperial governance. As the Ottoman system collapsed and Britain took control, political realities shifted dramatically. Mandate institutions, legal arrangements, and security policies shaped who could organize effectively and how claims to land and political rights were handled. Khalidi explores how British policy, including commitments made in wartime diplomacy and the management of competing national aspirations, altered the balance of power on the ground. This period matters because it is when many foundational choices about representation, leadership, and tactics were made under pressure. Palestinian society faced the challenge of responding to a well-organized movement with strong external connections while also confronting restrictive colonial governance. The topic underscores that national movements are not built in a vacuum. Administrative boundaries, policing, courts, and economic regulation can advantage one side and limit another. Understanding the Mandate era helps explain later weaknesses in Palestinian political institutions and the difficulty of unifying strategy, since the political arena itself was structured in ways that hindered sustained organizational development. Thirdly, leadership, factionalism, and the limits of mobilization. Khalidi pays close attention to internal political dynamics, arguing that leadership struggles and factional competition repeatedly undermine the ability to build unified institutions. This topic examines how elite rivalries, family and regional divisions, and disagreements over tactics affected decision-making. In many independence movements, a central leadership can translate popular mobilization into stable institutions and coordinated diplomacy. The Palestinian case, as presented here, often shows bursts of resistance and political activity that did not consolidate into a single effective national apparatus. The pressures of repression, exile, and changing regional alliances made unity even harder. But the book does not treat internal problems as secondary. Instead, it shows how strategic miscalculations and fragmented representation weaken bargaining power at crucial moments. Another key element is the relationship between grassroots activism and elite leadership, including the difficulty of maintaining organization when political space is constrained. The overall picture is not one of inevitability, but of compounding disadvantages when institutions are fragile. Leadership disputes have outsized consequences. And when external actors hold most of the leverage, internal divisions become easier to exploit. This lens encourages readers to analyze political outcomes as shaped by organization as much as by ideology, Fourthly, regional politics and the impact of Arab state interests. A recurring challenge for Palestinian statehood has been the complex role of neighboring Arab states, whose support has often been coupled with their own strategic priorities. Khalidi examines how the Palestinian national movement operated within a regional system, where newly independent states faced pressures from domestic politics, inter-Arab rivalries, and relationships with global powers. This topic explores how Palestinian representation was sometimes encouraged, sometimes constrained, and sometimes instrumentalized by regional actors. The book highlights the structural imbalance that arises when a national movement lacks sovereignty and must rely on patrons for funding, military backing, or diplomatic access. Such dependence can narrow independent decision-making and create competing centers of authority. It can also lead to shifting policy lines as alliances change, which complicates long-term planning. The regional dimension helps explain why Palestinian political institutions often developed in exile and why the movement faced repeated recalibration after major wars and diplomatic initiatives. Readers gain a clearer view of how Arab state policies, whether supportive or self-interested, influence the timing, form, and feasibility of Palestinian initiatives. This topic also clarifies why Palestinian leaders frequently had to pursue legitimacy on multiple fronts among their own people, within the Arab system, and in international diplomacy. Lastly, international diplomacy, recognition, and the struggle to negotiate from weakness. The book emphasizes that statehood depends not only on local control but also on international recognition and the ability to shape diplomatic outcomes. This topic covers how major powers, global institutions, and shifting strategic interests affected the Palestinian cause at key moments. Khalidi discusses the difficulties of gaining a consistent diplomatic platform when representation is contested and when opponents have stronger state backing and institutional continuity. The topic also examines the tension between principles and pragmatism in negotiations. Leaders must decide what can be accepted without sacrificing core national rights, while also recognizing that rejecting imperfect deals can carry long-term costs. Another important aspect is how narratives and legal frameworks influence diplomacy. Competing claims about legitimacy, security, and historical rights shape what international actors see as reasonable. The Palestinian case is presented as one where diplomatic engagement often occurred under crisis conditions, after wars or uprisings, when leverage was limited. The reader comes away with an understanding of why negotiations are not simply about the skill of negotiators, but about the surrounding structure of power, alliances, and institutional capacity. This framework helps explain the persistence of stalemate and the difficulty of transforming recognition into actual sovereign authority. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a historically grounded explanation of the Palestinian national movement and the long struggle for statehood, including students of Middle East politics. Inform general readers, policy professionals, and anyone seeking context beyond headlines. It benefits a reader's life by improving political literacy. It shows how institutions are built or blocked, how leadership choices matter under pressure, and how international systems can constrain local aspirations. Those lessons apply well beyond this conflict, offering a way to think clearly about power, legitimacy, and the requirements of sovereign governance. Compared to many similar books that focus primarily on wars, peace talks, or moral arguments, Khalidi's approach stands out for emphasizing political development over time and for analyzing both internal weaknesses and external constraints without reducing the story to a single cause. The result is a more layered understanding of why certain opportunities were missed and why recurring problems reappear across decades. If you are looking for a book that connects early 20th century history to contemporary dilemmas in representation and negotiation, and that clarifies why statehood has been so difficult to achieve, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Rashid Khalidi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.